Okay. In the last lesson, we discussed the basic ideas behind molecular dynamics, and now we want to discuss the numerical methods that are used in this context. So the problem here is that of solving the Newton's equations of motion. So as we said, if we are able to compute Pt and Qt at each time, then we can take the average, the temporal average, and this way we can obtain results for the equilibrium properties in the microcanonical ensemble. So we have to devise numerical methods to solve Newton's equation. And molecular dynamics is indeed a numerical method to do that. So what we want? We want an approximate dynamics that preserves several properties that the Newton dynamics has. We'll start by requiring time reversal. So we want to have a dynamics, approximate dynamics, that however satisfies time reversal exactly. So let's see how it works. So we first take positions, and we take the position at time t plus delta t. So imagine that we already know where the system is at time t. We want to compute where the system is at a slightly larger time. So delta t is a small number, and so we want to compute r, the position of the system, at times t plus delta t. So we can expand r in Taylor expansion, we can perform a Taylor expansion, and here in the formula at page 1, we just stop including the term of order delta t cubed. Then dr over dt is of course the velocity, and using Newton's equation, the second order derivative of r with respect to t can be replaced by the force divided by m. The third order derivative of r, we call it b of t, and we will show that it's not relevant, it will cancel in the final formula. This will allow us to keep track of the terms of order delta t cubed, and so that we will be able to show that they cancel. So we require time reversal, and so we require that if A is satisfied, also the equation B, which is obtained by replacing delta t with minus delta t, is also valid. So we want to have a dynamics in which both A and B are valid. If we do that, we are implementing time reversal. So let's see the first scheme. The first scheme is called position Verlet. So what we do, we sum equation A and equation B. So on the left-hand side, we get r of t at time t plus delta t plus r at time t minus delta t. Then on the right-hand side, you immediately see that the terms that contain the velocity cancel, and the same thing happens for the terms of order delta t cubed, so that once you sum those two equations, you are neglecting terms of order delta t to the fourth. So the right-hand side becomes 2r of t plus 1 over m f of r at time t times delta t squared. So we can take r at times t minus delta t, and so we get an equation that allows you to compute r at times t plus delta t once you know the position at time t and the position of time t minus delta t, if you neglect, of course, with an error of order delta t to the fourth. So this is the basic formula of the position Verlet algorithm. And if you are interested in computing the velocity, you can just take the difference between A and B, and you immediately see that you get an expression for V of t, which is correct with an error of order delta t squared. And it's simply the difference between the position at times r, at times t plus delta t and t minus delta t divided by 2 delta t. So let's see what is the practical implementation of position Verlet. So we have starting data, So we have the position at time t equals 0 and the velocity at time t equals 0. These are our two basic ingredients. The velocity, of course, is equivalent to the initial momentum. Then we compute the position at time t equals delta t using our expression A, our equation A in page 1. And so we get the position at time delta t. And then we start a recursive procedure. So once we have the position at t equals 0 and at delta t, we can use the recursive procedure to compute, for instance, the position at time t equals twice delta t. And then once we have that, we can keep going and get the position at time 3 delta t, 4 delta t, 5 delta t, 6 delta t, and so on. So we get the position of the system at times which are multiples of delta t. And if delta t is small, the error in this procedure is small, it's of order delta t to the fourth. If you need the velocity, of course, you can also compute the velocity once you have the positions of your system, and you use the equation for the velocity just by computing the difference between the position at time t plus delta t and t minus delta t, and dividing the result by 2 delta t.